Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Psychic Talk Radio, simulcasting on radio and on YouTube. That's right. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us, because we're across the entire globe live with Psychic Talk. And I see Dan popping in there. Howdy, everybody. It's another quiet day. It's really quiet. Yes. Tuesday, people are busy doing things, working and other stuff, you know, but give it some time. Folks will start trickling in here and the phone calls and people in chat. Remember, you can join me in the chat on the YouTube Live. So if you're listening on radio, if you've dialed in or you're listening on one of the players, open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live, and that'll take you right over to the live, and that's good for every day. So every day we swap that out, so the next day you come here same bat time and just type that in, psychic.cafe/live. It'll bring you right here to the YouTube Live, and then you can see me and you can see the cards and everything like that. And if you are watching us on YouTube, you can call into the radio switchboard. That's right. And it's right here in the scroll. If you don't get a chance to write it down right away or forget what I said, it's right here, 714-816-4628. That's right. Give us a phone call. And remember, when you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. Yeah. All righty. So Dan's in the chat by himself. Well, I'm in there too, but it's like, oh my gosh, really quiet. Jamie just popped in. Hey, Jamie. Welcome aboard. I'm not sure how this works. Well, are you new? Welcome to the channel. And please subscribe to the channel and like the video. And when you subscribe, when you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell button too. That way you'll be notified every time we do one of these lives and any other content that we're uploading to the website. We have a lot of free workshops and reviews and so forth. Well over 600 videos now. And we're slowly getting towards our first goal for subscribers of 500. Yes. In fact, let me see, where are we now? I'll see if I can get over to the channel here. I should have had this up already. 465 subscribers. We only need 35 more. Send your friends. Send your friends. We only need 35 more to hit that 500. Then we need to get, I think, 3,000 watch hours. Then we can do the first level of like monetization where we can start doing super chats in the chat, and we can have a membership on YouTube and other cool stuff like that. Right now, we don't have that, but we do have our coffee page. So what's that? Okay, so if you go over to psychic.cafe/coffee, it's our tip jar where you can grab us a cup of coffee, you know, send in 10 bucks, 15 bucks, whatever you want. There's buttons for that. And maybe you're just liking the shows. You like hanging out with us every day. Yes, we're here every day, every day. So if you want to hang out in the cafe and chat with folks, we're here at the same time, 11 a.m. Pacific time. So like Los Angeles, San Diego, Seattle. And we are also on at 2 p.m. Eastern, so that would be like New York and Florida and all the East Coast, and then of course 7 p.m. in London, and you guys can extrapolate from there. So, you know, maybe you get a reading here, and or maybe you learn something new. That's a great way to, you know, just send us some love. Psychic.cafe/coffee. It's also the way you can make sure that we take your question or phone call. That's right. You go over to psychic.cafe/coffee. You buy me a cup of coffee, and we will bring you on right away. No waiting on the phone lines. If you have a question in chat, we'll go to your question first, even if it's like 10, 12 deep, you know, down the queue. We will take your question first. Just let us know in chat that you bought us a cup of coffee, and we will jump you to the top of the queue. We will take your call right away. No waiting. We'll drop everything we're doing. And we'll also spend more time with you. You know, we only can spend, you know, a couple, 2 or 3 minutes with each caller and with each question in chat. But if you grab us a cup of coffee, guess what? We've been spending like double the amount of time. Yeah. So for those of you in the chat, like Jamie, you don't have to ask to get on a list. There's no lists. There's no lists to get on. You know, and you don't have to ask, you know, can I ask a question? Can I get a reading? You don't have to ask. All you do is you just type it in the chat, and I go back up to the top of the chat after each call, after each question in chat, and I go down, and, you know, I may miss one or two, but I always, you know, get it on the next one, so don't worry about it. We're going to get to your question, but you just type it in. So if you want something general, you know, just say, please pull a card for me. Or if you have something specific, type the specific question in. Be as specific as possible. Try to do it in one or two lines, you know, not a whole, you know, two paragraphs or something. I've seen people write books in there, you know, and it's hard to read all that while live on air, especially because we're simulcasting on radio. And for those listening on radio and not seeing what's going on in the chat, and here on the video, you know, stream, then, you know, it's a lot of dead air. We don't want the dead air. But Dan will help you in there. Dan is one of our moderators. He's also a lifetime member of the Guild. If you check it out, you can see how his name is highlighted in blue, and there's a wrench next to his name. That means he's a moderator. And you'll see Michelle come in, other Psychic Talk hosts with their name in blue. You'll see Charlotte and Michelle and so Maria. So you can always ask them, you know, if I'm busy on air or busy with a caller, just say, hey, Dan, how does this work? Or, hey, Dan, how do I do this or do that? Or what's the URL for the website? What's the URL for coffee and et cetera? So, oh, speaking of the website, you know, pop that up there. There's the URL right there. www.psychic.cafe. That's our new website. We also have psychictalk.net for the network, our radio and YouTube shows. And we have thetarotguild.com for the guild. But we built a new community website, and it's free to join. You don't even need the www. I just put that in there so you see that that is a URL. Yeah, it's not a .com, not a .net, not a .org. All the ones we're used to, right? It is psychic.cafe. So just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe. If it's your first time on the website, you'll be, you know, greeted with a little box at the top there. You can click the green button and join for free. Join us on the website and have some great conversations. The people are starting to come in. Sleepy is in there. Jamie, as I said earlier, Sunny just came in. Hello, Sunny. Hi. Hello. I hope you're doing well. Yes, we're all doing well in here. And Sunny's, can I ask a question? No, you don't have to ask. Again, Sunny, you just got in. See, and this is my spiel. All you got to do is type it in. And it's better to ask a specific question. Actually, Jamie just asked that. Is it better to ask a question or do a general? Well, you know, if I'm sitting down with you for a, you know, a private reading for 40 minutes or something, I often start with a general. You know, pull a bunch of cards, see what there is, and then that brings up questions. And I also go through your numerology, and that'll bring up questions. And the clients will ask questions, and we'll pull more cards, and they'll ask more questions, we'll pull more cards. But here on the shows, we don't have 20, 30, 40 minutes with you in a private session. So I just don't think generals are that great, you know, for that. You could do something along the lines of like, you know, can you pull a card for me, general, about my business or my job or something along those lines, you know. But if you have a specific question, like if you're looking for a job or romance, relationships, anything along those lines, you know, the more specific you can get, I can answer those quickly in like a couple of minutes that we have here. And if you have, you know, a couple of different aspects to a question, well, that's another benefit of sending in a cup of coffee. Yep. So you send in a cup of coffee at psychic.cafe/coffee, and then you can ask more than one question. As long as they're, you know, keep them kind of related. You don't want to ask a question about, am I going to get married? And then another question, am I going to find a job, you know, or something like that. You want to keep them related to the same topic. But, if, you know, if you have a couple of questions about the area that you're going to be asking about, we'll do a couple of aspects when you buy us a cup of coffee because we'll have more time to spend with you, you know. Otherwise, it's one question per customer, you know. And like I said, try to be specific and try to keep it to a couple of lines. Just type it in and I'll get to the questions as they come in. And then the phone lines, 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad when you get through so we know you want to be live on air with us. Yeah. And we'll go to the phone lines in just a second here. First, I want to talk about March 12, 2024. The entire date reduces to that 5 energy. That's right. And 5 is change in numerology. 5 is high energy. This is a great day to just enjoy yourself and, you know, spa day. Go to a good movie, read a good book, ride the roller coasters, you know, get out in nature, things like that. This is not a good day, however, for signing contracts, making large purchases, things like that, because the 5 energy, although it's nice high energy, you could get a lot done today, you know, several chapters of that book you're writing, you know, you could really get a lot done today. But it can spiral down into chaos really quickly. In fact, amongst numerologists, the 5 energy is known as the chaos number, okay? So you want to set the intention today that you're not going to fall into chaos and you're just going to use that energy, that high energy to accomplish things. For the cards of the day, I got the 5 of Swords, which 5 day. I love that. Oh, also it's the 12th. I should mention the day is the 12th. So that reduces to the 3 energy, creativity and communication. But the overall date, which I take, you know, as a little more important than the day energy. You know, I look at them both, but the date, you know, that's really today, not just the day energy. Of course, that repeats a couple of times a month or more and every month, right? So that's the difference there. So the 5 of Swords is in alignment with 5 energy. With that card, I always say, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? You know, it's that kind of card, you know, and it's the aftermath of, you know, some kind of altercation going on here, right? Sometimes this card shows up to let you know that you need to stand your ground. This and what would be the other ones? Like the 7 of Wands is like that too. You know, stand your ground. You might need to have a competitive mindset or go into that if you don't already have a competitive mindset. You know, so it can go either way. And it depends, you know, when I'm sitting with my client, I ask them, you know, are you the person in the front or are you one of the figures in the back? And that changes the whole dynamic of the message coming through and the surrounding cards, of course, in the spread. Sometimes this card is an indication of victory, but maybe not all on the up and up, like victory through deceit, you know, betrayal is possible when this card shows up. That's the heart of the matter card. Now, that's not the card of the day. That's when I'm cutting the deck. But the card of the day is the Hierophant, which was the card of the day just a few days ago. Yeah, so it's showing up once again. Again, it's the five energy. Yeah, in alignment with today. I love when that happens. We call that a synchronicity, as coined by Carl Jung. Oh, yes. And, you know, this card shows up, like we've discussed before. Sometimes it's talking about higher education. Sometimes it shows up, you know, when we're doing a reading about, you know, something to do with you're going to college and school and learning and things like that and exams. Sometimes it means you need to step into a leadership role when it shows up, okay? Or maybe you need to talk to a trusted advisor. Seek wise counsel, you know, your teacher, your mentor, somebody that's, you know, already done what you've done. It's the card of ritual. It's the card of the status quo. And sometimes this card, especially if it shows up reverse, if you do reversals, it's saying, hey, it's time to buck the system. Take the unorthodox approach. So yeah, those are the cards of the day, numerology of the day. Let's see who's been waiting the longest on the phone lines. Looks like area code 856. Yes. 856, are you there? Hello.
I'm here. How are you?
Good, good. What's your name, hon? Where are you calling in from?
Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. What's going on? From Joy.
I had a little chaos with my at my house with my brother, but getting there, I think. So whatever you guys could get, like, for moving on and relationship or I need a job or my brother's not what's the right word I'm looking for? Coinciding or however you want to call it.
Not what?
My brother's not coinciding with he's not coinciding with my father wanted from when he died. My mom as well.
Oh.
And like a chaos and all that. And my father didn't do it the right way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Put words in my father's mouth. If that makes sense.
Yeah. That happens, right? That happens. So what the tarot's saying is the Four of Swords. You know, swords are thoughts and ideas. This card shows up when you really need to take a step back from the whole thing. And you kind of need to recharge your batteries. This card shows up sometimes when folks need a vacation. You know, it's a time to, like, sometimes it'll show up when people are, you know, recovering from a surgery or a hospital stay or something like that, you know, or it could indicate a hospital stay even. But in this case, it's just talking about, it's one of the thinking outside the box cards. So basically it's saying step back from the entire situation and try to look at it without judging everything and just see what's going on and look for alternative ways of handling the situation. Of, you know, you can be successful at this. The Six of Wands shows up, which is the success card, literally the success card. But the Devil card is showing up too, which is our attachments. What are you attached to? You're attached to a certain outcome, you know, family history, baggage you're still carrying, and things like that. And so that's why we're getting this Four Four of Swords, and the Judgment card shows up. I call that the cosmic wake-up call. It's, you know, it's saying, hey, Rosemary, you need to, you know, if things aren't going the way you want them to go and you've tried things and it hasn't taken you in the direction that you want it to go and your brother's not doing what you want them, what you think he should be doing, stuff like that. Maybe you need to change your thinking. Maybe you need to step back with this Four of Swords and just take a look at the whole thing and think outside of the box. You know, what haven't I tried? What's another way of approaching the situation? Also, remember, I got that Hierophant as the card of the day, seeking wise counsel. Who can help you with this? Who can you talk it over with? You know, clergy, close family friends, other people in the family, a counselor, you know, a lawyer, you know, if it gets to that point or something. If I don't know what the situation is, you know, but that's what the cards are saying. You know, take a breather and try to work on getting rid of the emotional baggage surrounding everything. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Oh. Awesome. Well, I hope that helped you out. A lot of the two of the cards were major arcana cards, so this is a big life-changing thing for you, especially the Judgment card, you know, cosmic wake-up call. It's like, hello, Rosemaria. Time to wake up and go in different direction. And so that's what was coming up. So I noticed also what's not there. So, like, not a lot of stuff coming up about your brother or other people. It's all talking about you and how you're reacting to things and proceeding and so forth. So I hope that helped you out a little bit. And, you know, call us back. Let us know what happens, and maybe we pull more cards. Okay, Rosemary. Thanks for the call. Wow, great first call right out of the box there. Rosemaria in New Jersey, great first call. Give us a ring, 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad when you get through. Oh, just looked at the time. It's 11:22. Master number 11, master number 22, master illuminator. Master Builder, I love when that shows up. It's the universe winking, you know. So, Michelle made it in. Hello, everybody. Hi, Michelle. So, Michelle is, Michelle, are you coming on this week, like around, are you coming on tomorrow? Let us know. So also, I talked to Michelle and Charlotte, because Charlotte's going to come back. She used to host way back in the day, and she's going to come back. And we're looking at next Wednesday, I think. And Michelle will be on as well. And this is next week, because Charlotte's got some stuff going on, you know, close friend passed away, the funeral's on Friday, all this kind of stuff. So I said, hey, let's wait till next week. And we're shooting for next Wednesday, and it'll be Michelle and Charlotte and I. It'll be Charlotte's first time back on the network. Really cool stuff. But Michelle, type in there if you're also going to pop in with me tomorrow. That would be great. Has anybody else come in? Let me scroll back and see if I missed any questions. I know Jamie was first in there. And Jamie, did you ask a question? Let's see. I'd love a reading. Okay. And then she asked, is it better to ask a question? I said, yes. But where is your question? Jamie, I'm not seeing your question. So just let me know in chat, you know, what's your question? Let's see, D-I-U. D-U. Yes, Do you pop in your question? No, Sonny, I did not miss you. What did I say in the beginning of the show? And what did Dan say in the chat? I take the questions in the order that they come in. So right now I was talking with Jamie because Jamie was way before you in the chat. So I'm waiting for Jamie's question. They said they were going to ask. I'll get your question, Sonny, in the order that it was put in. Okay. Michelle says yes. She's going to be on tomorrow. Yay. And Dio's asking about intentions towards me, a new friend. Oh, okay. We'll take a look at that. But let me scroll back until I find out what Jamie is asking, because she's the one that asked, you know, is it better to do a specific question or a general? And I said, it's better to do a specific question, but I'm perfectly happy just pulling a card for you. Just let me know in chat, Jamie, because I'm not seeing your question. And hey, two or three sets of eyeballs are better than just mine. So Dan, Michelle, you know, all my moderators, if you see a question in there from Jamie, I do not, but let me know. Oh, wait, I think she finally typed something in. Is there a future for Ryan and I, or is this a losing battle with the law? Okay, that's interesting. Is there a future for Ryan and I, or is this a losing battle? You know, that made sense. But then you said with the law. What's going on with that? It's kind of crazy. My name is Dia. His name is Rama. Okay, no problem. I just asked. Sorry, I was trying to word it right. Yeah, I'm not. And, you know, I could just pull cards on is there a future for Ryan and you. But I'm wondering about this, you know, battle with the law thing. What does that have to do? I'm a little confused. And there's a huge delay, by the way, with Blog Talk and also with Zoom going into YouTube Studio, into YouTube, you know, so everything I'm saying right now, you're hearing, you know, many seconds later. So I'm waiting for the response, waiting for the response. Meanwhile, I'm going to start pulling cards, you know, for you and Ryan. I'm not sure what you mean about a losing battle with the law. That's kind of scary. Got another phone call. We're going to take that in just a second. Hang in there, everybody on the phone. Let's see what's going on. Will this work? I'm just going to stop there. Okay. So I normally do a 5-card yes, no spread on these kind of questions, but I'm getting these great cards, just the first 2 or 3 cards, you know, so I'm going to stop there, because even if I continued and got 2 more cards, even if they were no's, these are so strong yeses that it's leading yes anyways. Okay. And, Dia, you don't need to spam the chat. In other words, you know, you put the question in once, you don't need to put it in again. Okay. So let's see. I'm going to remove this extra post. We don't need that in there. Okay. Jamie says he's in prison. Well, okay. That makes sense. That makes more sense now. Okay. However, I'm getting really positive things. You know, when I ask about the relationship, like the Emperor card shows up. Okay. And it's a major arcana. So it's a big fat yes, along with the World card. Okay. So this is structure, that 4 energy. And then 21 reduces to 3, creativity and communication. Keep the communication going. You might have to get creative with some things. But you know, the world's all open to you. You can make this happen. All right. And then I got the 9 of Pentacles as well. And that's you. And what I'm seeing from that is, you know, I call this the card of the self-made woman. Typically it's talking about, a female entrepreneur, and you may or may not be a female entrepreneur. Maybe that's in your future. I don't know. But what, you know, when I relate it back to this question that you're asking, it's talking about independence. you need to maintain your independence through this whole situation, okay? Don't get lost in the garbage, you know, the whole schemey, steamy, you know, bucket of dung thing going on here, you know, because there's a lot of people that happens, right? So, you know, even if their potential other half is not in prison, you know, it's like just regular, everyday, run-of-the-mill, you know, white picket fence relationships, you know, people get sucked into the relationship where they lose all identity. And with this, it's worse because people that are involved with people that are in prison, it's even a worse dynamic what happens, okay? And they lose themselves in the whole situation. They lose themselves in the relationship. They lose themselves in all the stuff going on, you know, with the legal battles and the law and all that kind of stuff. So this is saying, you know, don't get lost, Jamie, in all of that. Maintain your individuality. Sometimes it's like a gilded cage, though, situation. She's in this garden, and she's, you know, got all the niceties and everything. And the thing about it is she's isolated, and so that's another way of looking at it where, like, you're not seeing the forest for the trees, you know. You're not stepping out of your comfort zone when this shows up. But the possibility is there. The world card, yeah. I mean, it definitely could happen. It definitely could happen. I'm just going to kind of, you know, leave it at that because it wasn't a strong like 4 or 5 yes cards kind of thing. You know, I stopped at the 3, like I said, because that gave us enough information. I think there's a lot left to be done, and that's why it comes up as a maybe. And, you know, especially because we got major arcana cards, I really feel it's leaning, you know, that there's a future there, but there's so many factors, right? Like, when is he getting out of prison? Is he getting out of prison? You know, I mean, all those kind of things, right? Okay. So I'm going to scroll back and we'll take some more questions in the order that they came in. And I think the next one was Sleeping Booty. Okay. Yes. Sleeping Booties came in first. Oh, by the way, that's something else I want to mention because people get like, we lost our phone call. I don't know if Blog Talk dropped them or they hung up or what. Anyway, call in, call back in, caller, and anybody else there that's on the fence, call in right now because I'll go right to your call, 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. Yeah, Blog Talk's up to its old tricks again. Now, yesterday, I don't know when it hung up on us, halfway or two-thirds of the way through the show, the whole system collapsed. You know, the Zoom connection and the connection to the Blog Talk studio and the switchboard and everything, it just all went away. You know, so it could just be more issues with Blog Talk again. So I'll check on phone calls in a little bit, but 714-816-4628. You'll be the first caller if you get through. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through to let me know you want to be live on air. 714-816-4628. And, of course, it's down in the scroll here on YouTube. Hey, if you're not watching us on YouTube right now, open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/YouTube. and you can see me and you can join us in the chat, because that's where it's happening today. It's happening in the chat. Yeah. How does Joanna, my boss, feel about me? And this is Sleeping Beauty, by the way. Well, I don't know if it's he or she, but it, I'm going to say she because 95% female. But, you know, it's like she's got the eyeballs there. That's really interesting. Really interesting. Okay. Huh. Interesting. So he's showing up as the King of Swords, and that's typical, you know, one of the kings or the emperor, you know, sometimes some of the queens or the empress for the females, you know, whoever's in charge. But remember, don't get hung up on gender with tarot. It doesn't matter. You know, the King of Swords talking about the person in charge. It could be a woman or a man, you know. And I don't know if your boss – you did say your boss is Joanna. So it's – but this is her, okay? And she's very analytical about things, okay? So what is she – you know, I'm not getting any cards that are like, you know, big, fun, you know, like Three of Cups and Two of Cups and trying to think of some other cards like the Nostalgia card or, gosh, you know, Sun card. I'm not getting any of those really, Ten of Cups. Any of the cups would be nice because that's talking about feelings, you know. And, you know, you get the – or a really positive card like the Sun. You know, what if I was getting stuff like that, it's like, oh, yeah. She has a really great positive outlook on you. Or alternatively, you know, if we were getting some of the negative cards, you know, then we might get a clue. Maybe the Five of Cups. She's not happy with you, you know. But we're not getting any of those cards at all, which leads me to feel, especially with a card like, you know, an analytical card like the King of Swords, that she looks at you more analytically, okay? You know, what's your job performance, things like that. She might be overly judgy. Or alternatively, you know, especially because it's a single sword, and the sword cuts both ways, but the thing about the sword and the Justice card, she's holding the scales, but she's also holding a sword, okay? And that is cutting through the BS and being fair. So she might be fair, but she might be analytical about it. And then the very next card is another swords card. You're surrounded by swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas in tarot, by the way. So when she looks at you, she sees you like this, all bound up, blindfold on, surrounded by thoughts and ideas. She thinks you have a lot of, you know, great thoughts and ideas, but also you're overthinking things, you know. Just asking this question, I think you're overthinking things. And that's a self-imposed prison. That's not somebody else doing that to you. That's not your boss doing that to you. Look at this. Look real close. So she's got a blindfold on and she's bound. But look at those bonds. It's just like some, you know, material wrapped around her. She could wiggle her way out of that easily and then pull off her blindfold and see the path out through the swords, right? So overthinking things. But it can also be that she sees you have ideas. And then after that, I get two ace cards, two new opportunities coming in. I think it's two. I don't think it's the same one. It could be, but I think it's two separate things. One is more material, financial. It's going to be good for you that way. The other opportunity, and because we're talking about your boss, I think this might be coming from your boss. You can let me know in the chat. one is going to be more emotionally satisfying. And I always tell people, go with the thing that is more fulfilling versus the thing just to make money. So that's what's coming through the cards for Sleepy Booty. Sleepy Booty. I don't want my booty sleeping, though. And sitting in this chair all day long, it's like, yeah, my booty sleeps too. Anyway, let's see. So Sunny should be next after that. I'm looking for Sunny's question, though. Oh, what did you see actions towards me being? Sunny Truth is an S and the other person's an S. Next actions. Let's see. Well, let's see if I get any actions. I might not get any actions. Who knows? Who knows? Let's see what's going on here. Okay. It looks like he's like good financially. Look at that. King of Pentacles. Notice he's looking down, gazing on that pentacle that's resting on his thigh there, you know, leg, knee, whatever. You know, and so he might have that different of a focus, okay? He might be focused on other things a little bit, you know? You show up in the very beginning as the Queen of Swords, again, looking at these things analytically, but then right next to that card, the very next card, is the Two of Cups. Okay? So that's really positive for this situation, followed by the Strength card. Remember, the Strength card is card 8. It's abundance and prosperity. But it's also meaning of the card, strength, internal fortitude, having the strength to persevere. You know, you might have to wait a little bit on this because, again, he is a little distracted. All right. But it looks really good. You know, all positive things. And, you know, his next actions, I mean, when you look at it that way, there was you. The very next thing was this, you know. So maybe he will build on the relationship, or if it's not even happening yet, launch the relationship or something like that. But you might have to wait a little bit. Oh, divinely guided. Soul is in there. Hello, divinely guided. Does Satinder, I don't know how to pronounce that. We'll just call him Sat. What is Sat like about me the most? Liking the most. That's interesting. So Eight of Wands, fast communication. Maybe he likes the way you communicate or that you're quick to respond. Four of Pentacles, you know, holding on to things. Are you making good investments? Are you smart financially? You know, he likes that. He likes that. That's pretty much what I'm getting here. Okay. But somebody, I don't know if it's you or him, Three of Wands, he's out there looking. Okay. Is that him or you? Is somebody out there looking? I don't know what that means or why it showed up, okay? But I'm supposed to tell you this. So think about that. What does that mean? Because you know your situation better than I do. Scrolling down. Oh, this is when Michelle let us know she's going to be on the show tomorrow. I can't wait. Oh, gosh. Now I look up at the clock and it's 11:44. We jumped from 11:22 to 11:44. 44 is the master manifestor number. I'm just seeing master numbers through this whole show. Have you noticed it's been going very smooth too? We had a little bit of chaos yesterday. It's interesting because today's the number five chaos day, and the two cards that showed up are both five cards for the cards of the day. But the chaos was yesterday, you know, with the crazy phone calls and stuff like that. You know, I didn't even bother to edit the show. If you were here live, you got to experience it. There was a lot of laughs. We all had a lot of fun. But I was going to have to do a lot of editing on that show. So I dumped it off of Blog Talk and dumped it off of YouTube. Yeah, it's gone. Yeah. But today's going really good, you know, very smooth on things. Dan had said, please keep it respectful. We are a family show. Thank you and blessings to all. Yes, we are a family show. And that's some of the problems we had yesterday with the phone calls. But also, people get heated even in the chat here. I noticed that a lot of people don't have, you know, we're on here for an hour. Like, I'm going to try to keep it to an hour today because I have a lot of things to do. I got meetings to go to and things. But often we're on here for an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours. And people don't have the patience to wait their turn till someone gets to them. Another thing is, a lot of people think that we miss their question in chat or that we skip to the next question, and that's not what's going on. You see, I'm on the studio, and when people make posts, they come in you know, randomly, they come in as they're made onto the studio feed. Now, what you are seeing in the chat is often quite different. I can open a different browser and go to my personal Dax Carlisle YouTube account and go into the live and look at the chat and type something in. And when I go back to the studio feed and look at the chat and compare it side by side with the chat on my personal account, it's different. They're in different order, you know, especially if posts are coming in, you know, multiple posts at the same time. Now, if somebody posts and nobody else posts, and then I post after that, regardless of how much time, you know, it is going to be after the last post. But if multiple posts are coming in, they're going to show up maybe slightly out of order. So guess what? We're going by what's on the studio, not what you are seeing. And that's how we take them in order. So I just want to explain that. And I also wanted to ask everybody to please have patience. Okay. We may not get to your question today. You know, we're here every day. Join us in chat or call in tomorrow. Okay? Or Thursday. Or Friday, because I don't think Catherine's doing any live shows this month, so I'm going to do Fridays too. I sent her a message yesterday on Monday, because that's when she normally does her pre-recorded shows, and still haven't heard anything. Just want to keep you all apprised what's going on, you know. And then I'll be here on Saturday, and then Sunday is Maria's show. Okay, so what's the next question after Divinely? Ta-da. Trying to see if I missed any questions. I know Dita was putting a question in, but I think they retracted it. Sleeping Booty, did you answer Nines? Or I think she means mine. Yes, I literally just answered it. Yep. So you can go back in the replay around 40 minutes in, and you'll be able to catch. I think that's the last question. Charlotte said hi. Hey, Charlotte. Was talking about you earlier. Yeah, so Michelle's going to be on the show with me tomorrow and next Wednesday. That's what we're kind of planning on for now. And I don't know if she'll jump in on a Saturday or a Friday. You can jump in on Friday, too, if you want, Michelle. The 16th, I think Ellie's going to be my guest co-host. Saturday the 16th. Yay. It's been a while since Ellie's been on. That's because she has a new job, a new muggle job. So we have to, you know, shows that she can pop in on. And it's like every other Saturday, every other Sunday. And so she wanted to do Saturday. So we had to wait an extra. Yeah. And Dia is talking about their question, but you know, Dia, I can't find your question. Let me go back here. Yes. I can see it. You retracted it. Yep. There's you coming in. I have a question. Message retracted. I deleted the third one, which was just a repeat of the question, but you retracted your question that I was going to go to. So you need to put it back in. And then we'll get to that in just a minute. But meanwhile, and there's nobody on the phone. It's interesting because I was talking to Michelle and Charlotte after the show, and after all the craziness yesterday, we said, hey, maybe we should take a week off from Blog Talk. At least, you know, maybe not on the custom shows, but because they want the phone lines, but here on these daily Psychic Talk shows. And it's interesting. I didn't do that because I already had, at least today, because I already had this show scheduled on Blog Talk, but we only got one caller anyway. Came in. So we are doing an almost pretty much chat only YouTube show anyway, even though this is at least getting recorded and getting put out as a podcast through Blog Talk. So that's good. Okay. So before I take Dia's question, I think Dia's is the last question. Sunny True said, all right, thank you. Yay. And Charlotte said something about, and now we know more about Daxter's boots than we really wanted to. What boots are you talking about? I'm not getting you there. I don't know what you're referring to, Charlotte. Okay. And Michelle said, yes, I miss seeing her. Are you talking about Ellie? Yeah, I'm waiting for Ellie to be back on. It's been a while. And she hasn't been joining us for the Sunday workshops or Zoom meetings. We have a Zoom meeting every Sunday. That's right. And let me pop through that before we do the next question in chat. I already told you about the coffee page, psychic.cafe/coffee. If you're enjoying the shows, get a good reading, want to give us a tip, you know, go buy us a cup of coffee, psychic.cafe/coffee. And the sale is still going on till the end of the month, 75% off membership, 50% off readings. So if you scroll down on that sale page, it's psychic.cafe/sale, very simple. And you'll see my readings. You can book a reading with me for $50 off. You're going to save $50, 50% off. Instead of $99.99, it's $49.99 right now. And I do your numerology, and we get on a video conference, and it'll be anywhere from 20, 30, 40 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. I don't put a timer on it, but it's half price now, $49.99. It's dirt cheap. And then our membership, it's ridiculous. So normally $297 for our lifetime membership. It's 75% off. That's $78, a number of cards in the tarot deck. And once you sign up, you're signed up for life. No recurring fees. You get all of our panel discussions, workshops, live Q&As that are exclusive to members. You get free certification. You don't have to pay for certification. That saves you, what, $124? You get to co-host on our shows. You get to promote you and your business through all of our outlets and websites, and we promote you and your business and all your offerings, services, and products, and maybe you have PDF downloads, maybe you have a deck out, a book out. We do interviews with you, and you also get my $297 Tarot by the Numbers Tarot and Numerology course 100% free as well. One payment is $78, but I've also made it even easier. Right below that button, you'll see a link where you can do it in two payments, if that helps you. So one payment of $39 now, one payment of $39 in a month. So it's just $39 to get started. I mean, come on, people. That is fantastic for all that you get with our lifetime membership. And this sale is going to go away, like I said, probably the end of the month. You know, might go a little into April. I'm not sure, depending. But when the sale goes away, so does the lifetime membership. We're going to a subscription membership for the Guild and for Psychic Cafe. Yep. Like I said, we're not 100% sure when we're going to get the pre-recorded shows from Catherine of Compassionate Light, normally on Fridays. I'll get those out as soon as she gets them to me. Meanwhile, she will be back next month in April with live shows. And then, of course, like I said, I will be here tomorrow with Michelle. I'll be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday with Ellie. And then on Sunday, the Angelic View with Maria Moss. And as long as we're, you know, I just mentioned Michelle. As long as we're mentioning Michelle. Michelle's Mystic Corner is the second and fourth Saturday. So she will be back next Saturday. So not this Saturday, the 16th. It'll be the 23rd. Yes. And by the way, I mentioned the Angelic View show. This coming Sunday, right after the Angelic View show, so that's 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, we have our live Zoom meeting and Q&A at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And the URL to get on the Zoom is psychic.cafe/Zoom. That's all you have to remember. Just write that down. Psychic.cafe/Zoom. That's the link that'll take you into the Zoom. You can join us for a live discussion and Q&A. We do one every Sunday. That's right. And normally it's just for our members, but we're opening it up to everybody for the next couple of months. And the reason for that is our new website. We want to orient people to the Psychic Cafe website. If you have questions about how the features work, it's basically Facebook, only it's ours. And it's all, you know, psychic and tarot and numerology stuff only, and none of the negative stuff, none of the distracting, you know, things, none of the ads and everything. And but it has all the same features like instant messaging, private messaging, groups. You can post your events on there, blog posts. There's an activity feed called The Stream. You get your own blog as well as it going into the community blog. And if you have questions about how all those features work, how to set up your profile, all that kind of stuff, how to get a custom URL for your profile, all that kind of stuff, that's what the discussion and Q&A is for. Plus, any questions you have about the Guild, joining the Guild, becoming a professional psychic advisor, becoming a professional tarot reader, joining as an astrologer, a numerologist, animal communicator, psychic medium, channeler, it's open to everything now. And if you have questions about that, questions about getting certified, questions about all the benefits you get as a lifetime member or paying member in general, you know, because lifetime's going away. Or if you have questions just in general about numerology or tarot, maybe you're in my course and you're stuck on something and you have a question. This is your chance. This is your live discussion, live Q&A every single week. You can hang out with me and ask anything you want. That's right. And so for the next couple of months or so, we're going to be doing this every Sunday and everybody's invited. And then after that, we're going to go back to, it'll be for lifetime and premium members only. Awesome. So let's see. So Dia wanted to know about Rama's intentions. And in parentheses, you put new friend, but you said intentions towards me. So are they a friend or are they potentially someone you're going to date? Or are they a friend now and you want it to go to a relationship? What's going on with that, Dia? So let's take a look. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. All right. And Nails by Miranda is asking about fertility questions. No, I don't do fertility questions. I don't do pregnancy and anything medical. We don't answer those kind of questions. Looking at this here. So the central focus card is the card of the day, the Hierophant. So it's no accident, Dia, that you showed up today and asked the question, right? This is looking really good, though, because this is one of the traditional marriage cards in tarot. Okay. I think if there's anything going on with him, it's this Eight of Cups. He's got some baggage, or it could be you. Maybe you have some baggage that you need to let go of first. My initial gut instinct was it was him. It was Rama. So, but it could be you, or it could be both of you, you know, that in order for this to happen, this has to happen. Okay. He's distracted right now by other things. That's showing up as the Page of Wands. Now, here's the sticky wicky. Five of Cups. The crying over spilt milk card. You know, there's hope for this progress here. I think initially one or both of you are not going to be happy with the relationship, or, you know, it's not moving fast enough for you. The relationship starting, things along those lines. You know, in the card, the figure is looking at the three cups that have spilt their contents over here, but there's two cups upright right behind them. All they need to do is turn around. And those three cups lead to this bridge over the river of life to your goal, which is this house over here, or building, or castle, or whatever that building is over there. You know, that's the goal, okay? And you just need to, you know, turn around and see that, you know, all is not bad, you know? So if you are feeling like this, you know, the crying over spilt milk card, you know, if things aren't moving fast enough for you, or what have you, it's still saying there's still hope, and that what you really need to do is have more patience and wait, you know, and literally turn around, or figuratively in that card. Anyway, that's what's coming up in all of the cards. And, I'm kind of going backwards here because I didn't mention the very first card that I picked. That was the Two of Wands, which is good for relationships because it's that two energy. But, you know, the figure is holding the world in their hands, and they're looking out over the precipice here. They're you know, kind of searching, you know. So I feel like that's how you were feeling, you know, looking, waiting for things to start, you know, that kind of thing. Or go further, or what have you with that. So just wanted to mention that, you know, but hey, the Hierophant card showed up in the middle. That looks really good. You know, that's the central focus card that showed up. Patricia came in. Hey, Patricia. And, by the way, I'm going to be ending soon. I'm going to take a phone call first. I think Patricia had a question, but I'm going to come back to the chat in a second because we have a phone call. 720. Caller, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Hi, what's
Hello?
Your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I've called before. My name is Randy. I have a new question, though. I have a question about whether I'm going to be going to New York in May. You see me going.
New York in May? New York in May. Oh,
for a
okay.
wedding.
Yeah. It's a shoo-in. It's a shoo-in. So I get the Sun card. And, you know, we don't even need to go any further than the Sun card, because the Sun card is a big fat yes in any spread. I mean, it's just yes, right? But right after that, I get the Three of Cups, which is literally going to a celebration, to a wedding reception.
Oh, that's funny.
A dance, hanging out with especially a lot of your female friends or members of the family, female members of the family, and the Ace of Wands, you know, a new opportunity is showing up. I also got the Six of Cups. I got the Six of Cups, and Randy, six is success in numerology, but this is also the nostalgia card. This is the card about, you know, family and those kind of feelings that are going to come up, you know, going to this event, seeing people that you might haven't seen in a while, and then nostalgia, all those feelings come back and everything. I think it's looking very, very promising that you get to do that meeting.
Okay, that's good, because I don't know how I'm going to get the money, but maybe my sister will pay for it. I don't know.
That is another meaning. You know, it's interesting, because that is another thing when the nostalgia card shows up, when the Six of Cups shows up. The cup, one figure is handing a cup to the other figure. And there are flowers coming out of that cup. Often this is talking about that, depending on what the client is asking, what situation they're in. It's talking about people from their past. Wrong card. People from the past, family members, really close friends helping you out. So I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
sounds
now
good.
You
got to
call
so
us
much.
Back and let us know. Bye, Randy.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Wow. Okay, so we're getting nice and good calls on the show today compared to yesterday. That was chaos, even though we're on the chaos day. Patricia, yes, I have a question. What was the question, Patricia? Put in your specific question. Oh, you already did. Well, then why'd you say, yes, I have a question? Yeah, okay, that's really confusing. That's the thing about chat, is that it's all out of order and it's confusing sometimes. Patricia says, hi, how will I get the funds for the trip, which my guides want me to go on? Oh, where are you going, Patricia? Anywhere fantastic, I'm sure. Gonna sip some coffee here. And Sophie, it looks like Sophie's in there, but I didn't even know Sophie had come in. And Verence, something like that. Just getting some coffee here, people. If you're on radio and you're hearing dead air, I apologize. But that's why you need to be on YouTube, so you can see me drinking my coffee. Okay, I'm going to answer a couple questions and get out of here real quick. Let's see. Let's take a look at Patricia's question here. Oh, very good sign right off the bat. I've only pulled one card so far, and right off the bat, I get the Six of Swords. Six, success. And this is movement. This is travel, which I love that we got a travel card. You know, the Chariot, the Six of Swords, you know, there are certain cards in the deck that are about travel. Even the Eight of Wands can be about air travel. even cards like the Knight of Wands, Page of Wands, where they have the pyramids in the background, you know, it's suggesting foreign travel. This is a travel card, Six of Swords. Now, it's making slow, steady progress towards one's goal is the ultimate. Plus, look at all those swords. There's six swords in the boat with them. They're taking all their thoughts and ideas with them. Again, sometimes when this card shows up, it's saying you're making progress towards your goal. You're overthinking it a little bit, and you need to focus. You need to focus on one thought or idea, not all of these thoughts and ideas. You know, get rid of the excess and focus in on one thing, and that's going to lead you to, you know, getting the funds that you need. But it looks like it's going to happen. That's, you know, the big takeaway. Knight of Cups. It looks like there's a message coming through about this pretty soon. When the Knight of Cups shows up like that, and it's typically a good... Oh, and then the very next card is the Ten of Cups. Another really great card to get. You know, you can't... You can't get a better card than getting cards like, you know, the Ten of Cups and the Sun card and, you know, things like that showing up in your reading. So when this shows up, it's like, yeah. And this is idyllic family life. So just like I said with our last caller, It could be something surrounding family. Family, friends, close friends. It looks like, you know, the funds may come that way. The seeker, seven is the seeker energy. I get the Seven of Pentacles, reevaluating the harvest here, you know. This is another card that may suggest stepping back and reevaluating everything. And it's the seeker. And of course, you know, you are the seeker. You are seeking the funds for the trip, but it's talking about, you know, you doing more research, looking more closely at things. If everything you've been doing up to this point is not working, think outside the box. You know, what could I be doing? You know? And I'm several cards in here, and I'm still not getting an exact how, except for the Ten of Cups is the only indication I'm getting, you know, that it might be family helps you do this. And I keep pulling cards, and there is a person showing up, and it's a Page of Cups, so one of the water signs potentially. So this is somebody with it might be chronologically younger than you, or just have a younger, more, you know, youthful outlook on things, or adolescent, you know, which is not always positive. But in this case, I think it's a positive thing. Could be, you know, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, one of those. It looks like this person is going to be able to help you with this. They're showing up. So someone does show up. Let me see. Did I have another phone call? No, I didn't. That's right. And so, and Patricia said, yes, it's stressing me out because I'm broke. Yes, it's very true. I hope so. I wonder who it might be because no one is on my side at the moment. Yeah, and this might be somebody you haven't broached yet or talked to before or even knows about, you know, you need these funds. You know, it could be somebody that you totally have not thought of yet. You know, maybe a little farther out in the family or friends group or a friend of a friend or, you know, but be on the lookout for this individual. Maybe a water sign, doesn't have to be, but you know, they would be artistic, great communication skills, someone like that. And then Divinely's asking again about Sad, you know, likes about me the most. We already did that one, huh? I already answered that. You must have missed it. And then let me look back here, because I think I remember seeing something from Verence and Sophie. And Sophie was saying, did you just do Sophie? And no. In fact, Sophie, I didn't even see you come in. Okay. I think it's weird. I think the reason is like your profile picture is just a black nothing. And I think that's what messed up as I was scrolling by. I totally didn't even see it. I thought that your text was part of the text above that, and it all blurred together when I was going through. So you said, what do you see L's feelings towards me? And, okay, so he's really busy right now. He's working on things. And I get the Page of Swords. Notice it's one of the only court cards where the figure in the card is not looking at the sword in this case, or the pentacle, the cup, the wand. He's not looking, he's distracted by something else. Now this can turn around really quickly though, because I got the Wheel of Fortune turning in your favor, and the Knight of Swords. There he is rushing in. So it can turn around. It's just that right now he's focused on something else. Probably work. Looks like work. He's focused on that. Okay, so we caught Sophie's, and then Verence was what he should focus his energy on. Okay. Few things going on here. First of all, the Nine of Wands shows up to let us know that you already have the skills and abilities required to do this thing. What is this thing? I'm not sure, but there's a decision to be made, and you're either unwilling or unable to make that decision. The Two of Swords is showing up. There's two different clear paths. Swords are thoughts and ideas. There's two particular ideas, and you've got to make a decision. You got to decide to go down one route or the other. And then once you've decided that, you need to get creative. The Empress card shows up. You can manifest this project, this business, whatever this is, Verence. This is what you should be focusing your energy on after you make the decision, obviously, and you know what you're going to be doing. And, you know, get those creative juices going. Be really creative about this. And that means getting really focused on exactly how you want this thing to play out and what it looks like when it's successful in the future. And then the Magician card shows up to say, hey, you know, you can manifest this, you know, and what is manifestation? What is magic? Magic is focused intent. You said what to focus on. Focus your intention. And focus your intention on a 365-degree, five-sensory visualization of what it looks like once you've created this thing. And you said what to focus on. You may be thinking of, like, you know, what is it? I think you already know. Maybe you're got it buried in the subconscious a little bit. But this Two of Swords, like I said, there's two competing ideas that you want to go with. I'm not saying don't do both. I'm saying you need to put one on the back burner and go with the one that is going to be the most fulfilling, the one that, you know, you're really most excited about, you know, that really focuses you and you spend a lot of time looking at. And if you don't know what it is that you should focus on, then you got to get creative. And you got to start looking at, you know, look at your history on YouTube, what you've been watching. What do you spend the most time watching? And then, you know, what can you do around that? And you use your imagination, use your creativity, and then focus your intention and move forward. All righty. So that's all we have time for today. I want to thank everybody for joining us. And we'll be back tomorrow. It'll be guest co-host Michelle with me tomorrow. All righty. So everybody have a great day, and can't wait for tomorrow. It'll be a lot more fun having Michelle here. So got someone to chat with. Bye, everybody.